Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
St. Patrick is known and celebrated for bringing Christianity to Ireland. He was the first missionary to take the gospel beyond the borders of the Roman Empire. In his lifetime, he laid the foundation for the near total Christianization of the entire country of Ireland. In our discussion today, we'll see what an incredible task this was in light of what Ireland was like when he started. When he came to Ireland from Britain, where he grew up as a Roman, the island had no central government. It was inhabited by the Celts who had come there from Europe. There was about 100 tribes, each with a king. Because of Ireland's geography of high wooded areas surrounded by swamps, a tribe would live in a territory in the Highland, as they were called, which was not a town or settlement, but rather just really a clearing in the forest. These Celts were regarded as barbarians by the civilized Roman culture. They were described as wild, uncouth, and violent. They were a warring people whose bravery seemed to have no fear of death, and therefore very little respect for life. At their wild feast, the greatest warrior would claim the best piece of meat, and if he was challenged for it, the two warriors would fight to the death for a piece of meat. After battle, they would cut off the heads of their slain enemies and decorate their houses with them. The keepers of their pre-Christian religion was a group of priests known as Druids. The religion was animistic and it included human sacrifice.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.